Thank you, Nicholas. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. As you saw, we become more cozy in this panel. We don't want to have the podium because that's another way of our speaker to look at you when they reply and not look at the podium. So I thought this is more direct. So good morning again. Thank you for attending this session. And thank you, Nicholas, for your effort to put together again a highly regarded forum, both on speakers and topics. I would like to thank our panelists for being here today, and let me present them briefly, stating that we have a pure panel of shipping company representatives with in-depth expertise on the subject on human sustainability in shipping. So to my left is Vangelis Fakiotakis, CEO of Diana Shipping. Next, Ioana Lali, Alternative Crew Manager and DEI Officer. DEI means Diversity, Equity and Inclusion, which is quite interesting. Tim Pona is the CEO of NSB Group. Theo Baltazis is General Manager of Technomar Shipping. And Venetia Kalipolitou is Cross Department Human Resources and Training Manager at Tsakos Group. She is a retired commandant of Hellenic Coast Guard. To start, ladies and gentlemen, shipping is at its best today and keeps recovering from crisis after crisis, from the COVID to the economic impact and the energy crisis from the Russian-Ukraine war. In today's Red Sea challenges and work risk environment, coping also with urgent matter of climate changes and decarbonization that makes our life challenging, as you heard earlier today. On top, limitation on qualified, educated, and well-trained human resources on board and ashore seem to complicate more our operating environment. Further, new technologies, digitalization, artificial intelligence are found to have a transformation impact on the future of the shipping industry and its manpower. Historically, the shipping industry has been proven flexible, resilient, and adaptable to the political, geopolitical, and regulatory changes that have been affecting the world and the transportation of goods. From this, we are isolating the human element, which is an important component of the shipping industry, and we will focus on human on board and human on shore. But enough of me speaking, let's go to the panelists. And start, I have some questions for all of you, and then specific questions for specific of you. The United Nations in their UN sustainability goals include the following three for human sustainability: good health and well-being, quality education for personal development, gender equality. Today, women represent only 1.2% of the global seafarer workforce. So, Vangelis, what action your company takes along these goals on human sustainability?
Thank you, Michalis. Good day to all. So, this is a very interesting panel indeed, a very interesting theme, because without the human element, it is impossible to run an industry, especially a shipping industry. So, in line with what you have just mentioned and the pillars from the United Nations, let me add that apart from that, it is a matter of competition. Let's don't forget that it is a matter, our business is a commercial business. We need to secure a workload. And without the sufficient pool, we cannot cope with the demands of our business. What we do in our company most likely is not very different from what other companies do. We have extensive health and insurance programs for our seafarers. We do have extensive educational programs, in addition to the very standard STCW courses that are mandatory for everyone. And again, we are really a diversified company. We do employ on board our vessels women since about 10 years now. And in that sense, the percentages of the women on board our vessels is by far more than what the user just mentioned as the average percentage. It is nearly three times more. And of course, We don't say that it is enough, but we do our utmost in order to ensure the sustainability and the equity of our seafarers on board. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Vangelis, Ioana.
So I totally agree with Vangelis that the seafarers are key personnel and we must always think about their well-being. In Dorian, we have third-party nutrition consultants and continuous training for our galley personnel. Access to medical assistance that include also mental health support, 24/7 helpline for our seafarers and their families. We upgraded lately the internet connectivity on board our vessels to give the chance to the crew to easily communicate with their loved ones home. We have welfare amenities, continuous training on board, and career development programs. And we have started employing female seafarers the past only 5 years. And we implemented the diversity, equity, and inclusion policy. And being part of All Aboard Alliance, an initiative of Global Maritime Forum and Diversity Study Group, we try every time to find ways to increase more the inclusivity in the workplace.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning to all of you. I think it's not that much difference to what Vangelis and Ioana said, what we are doing. So it's, of course, a very short resource we are facing nowadays. So we see a shortage on seafarers all around. So at the end, it's a question on how do we treat them. So, and of course, it's also a game of money. So is it just the wages you're paying, or is it how are you treating them and what do you own them? So we have heard insurance, so we have as well insurance for the families, for our seafarers. Then it's about training. We see, and we have heard in the previous panels, with future fuels, with upcoming technology, we need to invest seriously in training, and this is what we are doing. We have our own ship handling simulator, and we have just upgraded him so that we have our own access to quality, so that we can ensure the quality of the crew we are having on board of the ships of our clients. And something else is that if it comes, for example, to crew well-being, so what kind of support do we provide our crew? So connectivity is one. Nowadays, it's totally different than in the past. We have, for example, Starlink on board of our vessels, which provides them great opportunities to communicate with the beloved ones. But on the other side, how is the social interaction on board of ships, right? So do they spend time together or do they spend time with the beloved ones in the cabins? So this is a very important thing. And if it comes to the gender subject, 1.2% is of course not enough. And I just checked the figures on our side. So if we want to change this, we can of course hire available female seafarers in the market, but on the other side we need to start with the cadet program. So we are higher than the average score, but for sure not where we want to be. But I'm so happy that we started in 2014 with the first cadets, female cadets, and last year the first became chief engineer. We have masters, or we had masters, female masters, for many years. So at the end, the question on how does our industry want to promote ourselves towards a wider spread if it comes to male and female on board of vessels.
Thank you, Dean. Theo, your turn.
Thank you very much, Mihaly. Definitely the human element in our industry is of paramount importance. We're going to hear a lot of technical issues today, but I'm quite sure this is definitely one of the most important panels that issues like human elements are going to be raised. I will answer one by one the items of your question. As far as the good health issue is concerned, we have an extensive medical program for all our seafarers. We have, on top of that, a private insurance for them and their families, which keeps a record and tries to have some preventive medicine over the years. And on top of that, we have a 24/7 hotline for medical issues that the crew members are concerned. As far as the well-being of our seafarers is concerned, we run well-being surveys through our fleet, focusing on items like wages, training, food, recreation, interaction, happiness, etc. And we work on the results, trying to be better and support our people. As far as quality education is concerned, we are focusing on computer-based training for all our seafarers on board and ashore. As far as 2024 is concerned, up to date, we have run for 44,000 approximately modules in training for our 3,500 people being on board and ashore. This is something that comes in a complementary with our physical training that 3 times a year our trainers, technical and marine, attending weekly courses in our office in Manila, where we try to improve the training of our people there. As far as the gender equality is concerned, I feel very sorry because unfortunately the pool of seafarers that we are working with doesn't really have the culture of women joining the industry. I think we are lacking behind that, but in the future we'll find a way around it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Theo. Venetia, what would you say?
Thank you, Michalis. I believe that the majority of the ideas and initiatives already taken over. It's a two-side subject. One is to see how strategically you can approach the issue. And there you have to design properly your KPIs, be ambitious enough if for the three aspects, as we call it, regarding good health, well-being, regarding the quality of education and the gender equality. In Tsakos, we went beyond that because we had not only the establishment of a group steering committee to address at the top level all issues concerning the issues that we have on the table, but additionally we have established the human element working group in order for all departments to correlate and cooperate so as to have the best results and to put the KPIs at the forefront, taking into account the trends of the industry. Going now to what in practice we are doing, because all these kind of programs are under annual review, because all the time you can find improvements. There's a huge range of scholarships for undergraduates and postgraduates, health insurance programs, a set of benefits like the third child allowance. We believe that, and we strongly believe to this cause, because if we take under consideration the underpopulation that our country is, one can see that a small stone could change some things. The enriched medical treatment program that we have, and of course the, another innovation like the Tsakos Pension Fund, which work now for several years for employees and our seafarers, you can see that there are a lot. There are a lot, and we can do better by hearing our view, sharing views and hearing ideas. And I think that apart from the UN perspective, that is the general one, by going with actions and action plans, one can see that concrete results could be achieved. Thank you.
Thank you, Venetia. Just as a quick survey and clarification on the questions, on the answer of the first question, because everybody pretty much said that, yes, as a company, we have all what is required. However, in various studies and reports, it was found that the crew department in shipping companies focus on safety and education and less in seafarers' well-being. Is that true, a perception, or what do you say? Starting for everybody.
I would say not anymore. It used to be the case, but it is not anymore. And also, I was happy to note that more or less all of the panelists have shared the same ideas, to grasp the same ideas, and also we have more or less the same action plans. So, part of the action plans of all the companies' action plans are related to the well-being of the crew on board. I'm not going to repeat what, for instance, Ioana said, because it is just a waste of our valuable time. But actually, this is what
we thank you, Ioana.
I would also agree. Safety used to be prioritized, but now it goes along with the well-being of the seafarer. And let's not forget that safety is a matter that can help the well-being, because you protect your vessel, your cargo, the environment, also the crew. So they feel safe to work in a place that prioritizes safety. And companies have implemented programs to improve the mental support and have better living conditions on board.
I love to agree, but I wouldn't say that I disagree, but we learned a lot about training on safety and or safety and training in general, but well-being is so complex, and it's of course food, it's insurance, it's physical training on board of facilities, but if it comes to mental health, and as I heard, we have all a mental health hotline, but we have different nationalities on board and they behave differently if it comes to mental health. So some are more open, some are more close, and what I think what we, the industry, from my point of view, still needs to understand is how to deal with this when the crew is sailing out on the ocean, depending on the community on board, depending on the nationalities on board, and how is there a culture of speaking up? Is there a culture of saying, it's okay not to be okay? So, and this is... we are partner in safety of this Shell group, and they have a tremendous package of things to be implemented on these mental health subjects, and it's a different ball game than safety in general and education. So we are used to that, but in mental health, I think we still have a way to go.
Thank you, Tim. Theo? Brief.
Yes, very briefly. Safety and education still remains a core business of any crew department. That doesn't change. The daily operations are very much focused on these two aspects. However, the seafarers' well-being is something, as correctly Tim said, that I fully agree, very complicated. The old school approach of just handling the crew from A to B has gone long, long time ago. Nowadays, we have to be more innovative and create, let's say, added value for these people, you know, in order to join our company. In that respect, we have created a certain subdivision within our crew department, which is called HR crew, and handles only complaints, feedback from the vessel on a daily basis, trying to be more close to all 3,500 people that we employ. This is a hefty task, and I have to say that on a weekly basis we have on management level feedback, and we try to have corrective actions and try to make the people on board, especially on board the ship, feel like home, feel secure, which is a characteristic that the majority of the seafarers, unfortunately, even nowadays, they have a certain insecurity within. So I believe that, also as Tim said, well-being is perceived differently from Ukrainians, different from Russians, different from Filipinos. So it has to be a blend of actions custom-made for the individual nationalities. Thank you.
Thank you, Theo. Venetia, one word.
Okay, thank you. I think it's not a matter of more or less of what the core departments are doing. Everything should run concurrently. Always the seafarers' well-being was at the forefront, taking into consideration the capacity and knowledge that every time was. However, we took our lesson during the COVID-19 pandemic, not only as shipping industry, but as a society, when we had to wake up from a nightmare for our seafarers. Their strength and mental health were tested. Their resilience and tolerance were tested again, against shore leave issues, medical treatment issues, rules and regulations issues. And they stood up with a heroic attitude and continued to provide their valuable services worldwide. It is our duty, in any occasion like today's one, to pay tribute by saying thank you. We are proud of you. That's why IMO, within the revision of this STCW, includes in the specific areas for the comprehensive review significant aspects on this, like just mentioned it, mental health and well-being on board ships, 21st century interpersonal skills to address the ability to adapt to a changing work environment, psychologically safe working environment. The well-being of the seafarers was always a standing agenda item to our discussions. Initiatives undertaken by companies like ours covers a wide spectrum, campaigns, surveys, helplines, fora, communication enhancement, family orientation, specialized training, promotion initiatives for mental health. I think that in the days to come, in the next 2 years with the revision, the international regime will give us more tools and methods that will be identified to allow seafarers to recognize risk factors and know how and when to search for appropriate help. Thank you.
Thank you, Venetia. Now, for the benefit of everybody, I try to find the definition of well-being. And please listen. Well-being can be understood as how people feel and how they function, both on a personal and a social level, and how they evaluate their life as a whole. So, Tim, you were right on. It's a very complex thing to achieve, not for seafarers, but even for everyone. Now, I think we cover pretty much the seafarer, which is very broad, but I want to go on the onshore personnel. A friend of mine who was CEO in a German company told me the other day, we have shortage of onshore personnel, and we employ 70 Greeks in our German company because we cannot find Germans. So, do we have shortage on onshore personnel, and what do we do about it? Brief and to the point, starting with you.
So, I don't really agree with the perception that we are on shortage. In the late years of the previous century, if you would ask anybody, any youngster of this, they would be interested in, let's say, traditional occupations like doctors, engineers, like that, and only a minority would be interested in shipping. Nowadays, shipping is in the top hit list of the selections of the youngsters, especially here in Greece. Of course, there are too many parameters to be considered why this change has happened. So, what we would say, now we do have a big pool of interested, at least interested people, joining the industry. There is a question whether they are capable enough or whether they are educated enough. But this is, as everything else, part of our responsibility, the so-called education throughout the course of the life of everyone to be educated according to the needs and the specificities of each company. Lastly, I would like to add that due to the changes of setting business, we need to be open-minded and to try to have the necessary skill sets, maybe from other industries. For instance, whatever is happening in the digitalization of our sector, we need to say that we are not in the forefront of this expertise. So it is better for us, it would be nice to attract specific skill sets from other sectors in order to be able to proceed with our future skills.
Thank you, Vangelis. Ioana, very briefly,
I believe, same as Vangelis said, that in Greece, I don't think we have any shortage in the available candidates for shipping companies. And it is one of the primary sectors that students choose to follow. And don't forget that shipping has also many different departments like accounting, IT that can support. However, I'm not really aware what happens abroad and the fact that people from Greece depart abroad to cover some positions.
Yeah. Thank you, Michalis, referring to Germany, because I'm coming from Germany, from Hamburg, and yeah, I must say, unluckily, we are not in the position like you in Greece, so we have a shortage of shore personnel, and this is ranging around all industries, and so when I'm looking back, especially in COVID times where the market was, in our segments, very crazy and we needed a lot of stuff, I hardly found people, at least from Germany. So, and this may has the roots years before, because usually if you have a seafarer community, one or the other day, a few of the seafarers tend to work ashore. But with a regime of very difficult cost situation, we exited, or many of German owners exited the German flag, and that means that we lost the source of recruiting. So, saying this, we hired from all around Europe, right? And what supports this overall situation maybe in regard of access to talents was COVID, because suddenly there was no meaning where you live, because we were all sitting home. So, and this gave us a chance to hire people all around the world if you adapt hybrid working. So, in a nutshell, for us in Hamburg, it's quite challenging to find talents, and you have to be creative. So we are working with universities ever since. So let's say the core of our younger management team is all own brew from university programs. And on the seafarer side, as we are all working in international business, you find your team all around the world.
Thank you, Tim. So it varies. Theo, your briefing.
Yeah, very quickly. I tend to agree and disagree with Tim, Ioana and Vangelis. Yes, there are a lot of people attracted to shipping, but there is a huge question. I mean, are they of the right caliber for shipping? That is very important as far as university graduates are concerned. And quite frankly, I have to say that doing numerous interviews weekly, I hardly find people that are the right caliber. On top of that, we do have a shortage of seafarers, captains, engineers, that in the next decade they are going to be short personnel. And that is a huge problem, because the practical experience that captains and chief engineers embed in training young university graduates is going to be extinct. So, yes, we do have a shortage, I believe, not only on seafarers, captains, engineers, but also the right caliber people from the university, because as you very well know, shipping is a very unique industry.
Thank you, Theo. Good. So we have disagreement and different opinions. And Venetia, please, brief.
Okay, thank you. We truly believe that there is and there will be a shortage of shore personnel. And that's why one of our pioneering action was to establish not only the Tsakos Enhanced Nautical School, but also the Tsakos Enhanced Nautical Academy. Because apart from all the synergies between universities and how strong we have to create links with the academic society in order to raise the talents from for IT, for engineering, for legal aspects, commercial aspects, economic aspects. Don't forget that we need as key personnel our master mariners and chief engineers. After the proper experience on board vessels, to join the company in different departments. And that was the action, and not only by having captains, men, but also women. Right now at the office, a lot of officers, chief officers and captains are women that have joined the office in different departments. So I think that the shortage will be in the key personnel. The shortage of the percentage of the seafarers that are talking on board vessels will cause the same impact to the offices as well.
We know that Captain Panagiotis Tsakos is pioneer the creation of Teen School, the island of Chios. And of course, efforts like that are in the right direction.
That's true.
That's actually the ETO officers yes. are in shortage. In the new buildings nowadays.
We did that to the Nautical High School, and I took the mandate in September to establish in the academy the training program for electrotechnical officers as well. So thank you, Captain.
Thank you. In the next question, I want to just ask you, Anna, because I was intrigued by her type, DEI, Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Officer. This is the first title I see in the shipping company in Greece. So, Ioanna, please describe how this DEI principle assists in the human resources today.
Having DEI initiatives within a company, it helps improve the collaboration, the employment satisfaction, and the retention. These benefits help the employees stay motivated and also attract new talents, and they achieve the best outcome. Of course, DEI initiatives are most effective when they are led and supported by top management, who they need to implement policies within the company to cultivate an environment of fairness and inclusivity. Being part, again, as I said before, to all of our alliance, our main discussion is how we can improve.
Thank you. Anybody else wants to add on the DEI? Theo, you mentioned to me that...
Yeah, I believe it's rather important nowadays that DEI, I mean, means a lot to everybody. We don't realize... Definitely, but for sure, diversity concerns a number of subjects, from race to sexual, sexual and economic, social opportunities given to the people working ashore and on board. At the same time, equity means by giving fair and equal opportunities for people to work, And inclusion, as far as I'm concerned, seems to be the most important element that it's given a title nowadays. People are trying to be made to feel like home when they are included in the company, empowering the people by asking their opinion and given fair chances to thrive. All these in total create an environment that people feel more comfortable to work with, and they value the company and the organization that they work for. EE, as I said, is the first time I've heard it also, but for sure it makes a lot of sense.
Thank you. Let's see how we'll progress in the future. We have 4 minutes, and I have 2 questions in the form of a survey, so I need a yes or no answer. Starting with Vangeli. Women on board, are we ever going to see a top-to-bottom female crew? Vangelis.
I think there are not so many chances for okay. Top-to-bottom.
Okay. Ivana, so one no.
Having top-to-bottom crew on board a commercial vessel, it's really hard, but we hope that we have come a long way to create a welcoming environment, and we wish to see it happen.
Tim?
I do not know if we have enough time before the autonomous vessels will show up.
That's the next question. Theo?
I'm afraid no.
And Venetia?
I don't think that's a matter of relevance. We need more. We want them. We want to join us with the appropriate competence and skills, and we have to help them during their cadet training trips in order to be officer at the end of the day. Thank you.
Perhaps we need to advertise more. We need to make our industry more attractive to be able to get youngsters. Now, last question. Do you think the upcoming artificial intelligence, there are at IMO initiatives, there are a lot of joint industry projects in the industry on autonomous ship, etc. That so artificial intelligence will be such a significant effect on board that maybe in a few years will not need to be around. So starting with Vangeli, brief.
Actually, I was thinking about this the other day, and I don't know what the answer is, simply because AI evolves in such a rapid manner that we cannot even comprehend the changes and the scope of the applications of AI even in our business. All in all, I would say that there are new opportunities, have new tools. Various activities, repeated activities, are going to be undertaken by AI tools, but no more than that, we will have better ways of analysis of the data and also to predict what is going on, not only operational matters, but also in behavioral matters. So,
thank you. That is my opinion. Ivana, one word.
I believe that it will be better and we will have enhanced safety and remote monitoring and control. However, this might shift the workforce and require fewer people on board, but increase the demand for more skilled technicians and specialists.
Thank you. Tim?
I think it will definitely play a role, even though, as Vangelis said, can we estimate the speed? For example, we are using Microsoft Copilot in the office, and if you see what he can offer, that's just amazing. And we have started to develop multi-agent approaches onshore for our organization. But we have a vessel inspection app where we have started with image recognition. So you take a picture and they know what it is. So I think it's a technology where we need to be very open, and it can bring us big advantages. And this is not the autonomous ship necessarily, but helping the crew in various aspects.
Thank you, Tim. Theo?
I strongly believe that the human element remains the core of our industry. So no matter how AI evolves, either erratically or uncontrolled, definitely is not going to replace the human element. However, it's going to help dramatically over the next years.
Thank you. And Venetia, last one.
There will be an impact, a positive. For example, there is a variety of software applications already running for shipping industry with aiming to facilitate and to make more accurate and credible our work in different operations. We have a lot of to see in the near future. I think that we were going to follow the steps of other sectors as well. And what it is should be considered is when we are trusting solutions that are provided, always to double check and always to check about their reliability and credibility of the systems provided.
Thank you, Venetia, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for having your attention this last 40 to 45 minutes. In summary, as you can tell, we do deal rather successfully with human sustainability in shipping today. However, there are challenges in the future, so we need to make our industry more attractive. Thank you very much, and please join me.
So a very big thank you to Michalis and to the panelists for really a very interesting and insightful panel. Before you step down and we take the picture, you all discussed in Venetia, gave more details about the Maritime Academy that was established on Chios. So if you don't mind, we will have a short video, and then we have the great benefit of the presence of Captain Tsakos, if he would like to make a brief greeting. So let's have the video for
yes,
a minute.
Yes.
I have to say, amazing and wonderful. And Captain Tsakos, please.
I wanted to answer the last question. The answer I wanted to give very easy is whether we are going to see unmanned ships. So that is very easy for me to say. But in my prospects of life, I'm not interested in the answer.
No, you never know.
I'm not interested in the answer because I know that this will never happen. It will be helpful like everything else. But so what is very, very, very successful and practical, realistic panel has explained, and I know most of the companies, if not all the companies that are represented by their executives here, and I congratulate them all for their position. Και ήθελα να πω ιδιαίτερα, εάν ήταν να ήμουν και εγώ εκεί, να συμφωνούσα πιο πολύ με όλους, με τον κύριο Μπαλτατζή, τον οποίο δεν γνωρίζω προσωπικά, αλλά μ' άρεσαν αυτά που έλεγε και θα χαρώ πολύ και από κοντά να γνωριστώ και να σας φίξω το χέρι. Σε όλους σας με πολύ βαθιά εκτίμηση, σεβασμό και αγάπη. Και να προσθέσω, ρε παιδιά, μια που τα λέμε όλα τόσο ωραία για τους ναυτικούς και τα sustainability και τα... Πού είναι οι ναυτικοί μας? Γιατί να μην έχουμε σήμερα 100 ναυτικούς εδώ? Τα γραφεία μας είναι γεμάτα ναυτικούς. Και εκεί που πρέπει να αποβλέπουμε, νομίζω πως πρέπει να συμφωνούμε, είστε ο μέλλον. Οι ναυτικοί και τα γραφεία να εναλλάσσονται. Τι θα πει ναυτικοί, τα περιμένουμε όλα από τους ναυτικούς και δεν είναι κανένας εδώ να τα ακούσει. Αξιοσέβασα βέβαια τα σεμινάρια που τους κάνουμε και τα training on board, και... αλλά άλλο είναι αυτό και άλλο είναι να είναι εδώ σήμερα 100 ναυτικοί.
Πολύ καλή ιδέα, καπετάνιε. Πάρα πολύ.
Ιδέα, μήπως κάνεις και κανένα αυτό για ναυτικούς.
Πολύ καλή ιδέα. Ναι, ναι, ναι. Ευχαριστούμε πάρα πολύ για την ιδέα.
Εντάξει, αυτά ήθελα να πω, να βγάλετε τη φωτογραφία.
Και μπορούμε να έχουμε στο επόμενο, οπωσδήποτε θα έχουμε ίσως και από τη σχολή, την Ακαδημία.
Allow me, Captain Παναγιώτη, I have not seen deals, and I just saw on this video, it's remarkable, and then I want to say to the audience, it's a great opportunity if you want to sponsor. We are sponsoring a student, we, the Liberian Registry, we are sponsoring a student for the teams, and we are amazed with their annual progress and how well they do in their schooling. So this is an idea that perhaps needs to be endorsed by many of the shipping industry if we need tomorrow to get youngsters early on to be involved in our profession. Thank you very much.
Thank you
again.
Thank you very much.